it's graduation time. And I have a nephew that is graduating high school this week, as a matter of fact. Just, you know, there when he was born, seen him grow up, and now the kid is about to walk across stage and get his diploma from high school. And then this past weekend, I went to a graduation party for our goddaughter. You know the trip I take to Mexico? I take my niece and my goddaughter. Well, she got her master's degree in clinical psychology.
Whoa. Wow, that seems important.
We walked across stage, and we went and celebrated her, Lauren Perry. She's so awesome and so happy that she was able to. We were able to go celebrate with her. And, of course, I missed the day a couple weeks ago when you were in Boston. I went down to Austin because my wife's godson graduated. Check this out. A Bachelor of Science and Arts and Neuroscience and a minor in History. That's what he walked across the stage with.
So he's smart.
Right. Did it in 4 years. And it's just wild that now you're getting to the point of all these graduations happening. And I think, I don't know if they were just out of school, but there was no school zone at the school on my main drag. So I was able to go 45 throughout the whole way and not having to slow down to 20. It was great. But it's always a trip, man, when you get to that point, and you will always remember your graduation. And of course, my goddaughter, she's getting her master's. So she already graduated before, got a bachelor's. Now she's getting a master's. There was no stinking way I was going to stay in school. Like, I was done. Once that 5-year point hit, and I had the years in high school and elementary and all that, I'm done. I'm never going back. I am out of that business. Never. Like, my wife, her job was saying, hey, you want to go get your master's, like, they'll pay for it.
Right.
And she wanted me to go with it, and I was like, I'm done.
A master's for what?
I don't know. I don't even know what I would want to get it in and study. No clue.
A master's in talking.
You could do linguistics, or Jesus.
Oh, some of us could.
I probably should go do that.
I'm saying you need to go back to school and get that one.
That'd be a good one. Yeah, linguistics.
You know, it's interesting. I wouldn't mind going back and taking some classes, but I don't want to get another degree or anything. I just, there's things I'm interested in that I'd like to learn more about. But like a World War II history class or a Civil War history class.
So you just want to take a class.
Yeah.
You don't want to get it towards
accomplishing anything. I don't want to have to take like 12 more classes to get a degree. I just want to go and learn more about this specific subject I'm interested in.
And it's pretty readily available, right? If you wanted to go to a community college.
Can you just
do
that? Can you just take a class?
Yeah, right.
And you're not trying to get a degree?
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, I took one class at DCCD, and that's the only class I ever took there. They didn't know when I was graduating or if I was graduating.
Because I probably wouldn't show up for the test. I don't care about testing my knowledge. I just want to go and read the books and be in the class and learn. What do I care if I fail?
You want that, though?
Well, I don't care because it doesn't count. I have a degree.
I think once you get in there, you would definitely want to see what all you know.
Right, but I'm not going to study extra for the test. Like, if I either learned it from being in the class or I didn't.
So you're just going to go and get all the information, and when they take the test, you're not going to even show up.
I probably would. Just
you can
to
do
see.
Something like the Khan Academy online, where you're not really taking a test, but you pay for the information.
Yeah, but I want to. Do they have professors that do that?
Yeah.
So you have to be on a video thing?
No, they're like pre-recorded videos.
You just watch it.
But I like the class discussion. Like, I want to be a part of it and be in there and be like, oh, well, I don't know if I would have made that decision based on the information that the soldiers had. You know, maybe you're taking it on what? You know what I'm talking about?
Just keep going.
Like, I think it'd be really cool to do, like, maybe you take a Pacific Theater class on World War II, and it's just about that side of World War II, and you learn about the battles and the different strategies and stuff. I'd be very interested in that.
I feel that you would...
I guess
be so interested in it that you would want to get your master's degree in World War II. I don't know. How specific can you get?
Master's in World War II.
When it comes to
but just the Pacific Theater.
Right.
Right, right. Not the
just
other
the fact
stuff.
That you call it a theater is
But that's
funny.
What it was called.
I know that's what it was called.
Okay. I read too much. I don't know.
It feels like you might already have the information.
Right, and I want to discuss with people, like, in a class, I think it'd be fun.
You could probably find a forum that would accomplish that.
And sometimes I think about going back and trying to take Spanish class again to brush up on my Espanol.
If I thought about going back to school, I would definitely do that. Like a foreign language. And it definitely would be Spanish to see if I could be bilingual.
But now they have apps and stuff.
I know. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm just so done. I can't see myself walking on campus with a book and just going into the class to learn.
I don't want to have to get, and maybe I do want to get the books, but I don't
want
to have to.
You definitely want the books.
You definitely will want
them. They should be like, oh no, if you don't pass this midterm, I'm like, what?
Damn it.
What, I don't have my job anymore? I have to give back my original degree?
And while the...
You'd just be arguing with professors is what you're there to do.
The overall thought of going to the graduation is bad. Because they usually suck. Because you're just there waiting for the name of the person you're there to be called, and that's it. Like, I don't care to hear. And I want to let this be known. The students don't care to hear all that crap message stuff either. Like, I'm hearing this hot cap and gown.
Right.
I mean, let's go.
As I look out over you, I can wonder, where will I be?
Let me give you some advice to take with you on your journey to being an adult.
Some of you will be in jail.
Like, I don't care, man. Let's
go. To your left, that person will be dead in 20 years.
That's before you get to school. That's right when you get to school. That's freshman orientation. But at a graduation, you've accomplished your goal. Let's just go, sit down, call my name, and I get the heck out of there and go to Wyatt's cafeteria.
I skipped. I did not walk for college graduation.
I didn't either.
I thought it was a massive waste of time.
But let me tell you something.
I also did the same. They mailed it to me.
Yep. It was great.
There is absolutely zero chance I wasn't walking across that stage in college. All the crap that I went through and did.
I probably should have. It took me 10 years to get my degree.
I am going to get my shine on the college stage. So I walked slow.
It seemed like it was going to take like 4 hours, and I could think of a lot of different things that I'd rather spend that 4 hours.
High school was cool. I was really into that. We had a big high school graduation party, and family came from, like, my grandparents came and all that type of thing.
But don't you feel like the college graduation is such a bigger accomplishment than high school?
I'll tell you this. In 4 years, when my son graduates high school, I will probably cry with tears of joy that I've never felt.
Ha! Gay! Why is that?
Just very excited for him to become a man and go into the world.
Move on to his next step of life.
You have very different reasons for your joy and excitement.
We got LA!
And it has nothing to do with him getting that diploma. You don't even care about that.
Of course I do.
I know you
do. It would
suck
if he didn't.
Right. But the other thing that's going to happen when he does that...
It'll be great.
The natural's going to play as soon as he crosses the stage.
Like, where are we going for my graduation dinner?
Wherever you want. My pockets are fat. Real fat. Yeah, I just wanted to give that advice because I am going to a graduation this week. And we just need to speed up the process. Takes way too long. And I'm sorry, the kids and everyone in that building, they don't care. And how about you pause a second to let the people go nuts when they hear the name as long as they want to? And if you did that, you cut out these dumb speeches and it still would be a short graduation.
I don't know.
It will.
If everybody has their 20 seconds to celebrate, that's going to take forever.
That's all you need, 20 seconds. That's it.
That's going to take
because
forever.
Because the three speeches that you'll get are going to last an hour. We're fine.
Or skip all of it. Just mail us a little thank you for coming to school.
You guys are different in that aspect. You need to be celebrated. That's a major accomplishment that you should get your shine.
Does your diploma say thank you for coming to school?
We went to the same schools. Does your not? Oh, no. Cool, I might not have graduated. It turns
I still
out.
Have mine somewhere. It's weird because my high school thing is like in a bag somewhere, but my college degree I have in a frame on my wall.
Oh, yeah.
Because it took me forever to get it.
I have the college degree in a frame. I don't even know where my high school diploma is.
I graduated like 10 years and 3 months after I graduated high school. I graduated college. And I finished college where I started it and yet went to all these different places in between. Really weird.
Hey, as long as you got it accomplished, man, that's all that matters. And that's why I would feel that you definitely would have wanted to walk across the stage.
I feel like
after all the crap
there.
That you did and went all over the place. And
yeah.
Read all those books.
Yeah, all the books that I read and wanted to have class discussions on.
They're like, what hold a on dork. A well, this dude, shut up. Who is this? Man, I would have talked about
no
you
one
so
cares
badly
about the
in
Pacific
college.
Theater, Matt. Shut up.
I mean, some people do.
All right. So congratulations to everyone. My nephew, Caleb, my goddaughter, Lauren, and my wife's godson, Jordan. Congratulations on the graduation.
And welcome to the real world.
Welcome.
Taxes suck.
Indeed. That's the man. You know what? If someone would stand up and make that speech and sit down, they'd get a standing ovation. That's all you need to say.